London, December 2008. With the daily influx of workers, the city has swollen to 10 million people. In London's ambulance control centre, the busiest in the world, calls are coming in thick and fast. In the corner sits a single paramedic. His job, to scan thousands of calls, looking for the most critical. At 3:38, he spots one, in the city's northwest. A child has run into the path of a 4x4 vehicle. His life now hangs in the balance. But from a porter cabin on the hospital roof, help is on its way. If there's a serious car accident, a fall from height, a stabbing, or a shooting, the capital has a trauma team on constant alert. London's Air Ambulance. Selling over 200 million records worldwide, Pink Floyd has produced some of the most celebrated music in rock history. This is the definitive story of Pink Floyd, from the Piper at the Gates of Dawn to the Division Bell, and all stops in between. Paris, 1900. More than 50 million people from around the world visited the Universal Exposition, a world's fair intended to promote greater understanding and tolerance among nations, and to celebrate the new century, new inventions, exciting progress. What followed soon after were two devastating wars. In the 12 years since French Anderson's first experiment, only a handful of children have been cured with gene therapy. Two of these children have now developed leukemia as a direct result of the vector. Gene therapy remains as elusive as ever.